Okay, this is a tape for Jesse Green. Okay, what tribe are you from?
Well, of course, a wolf.
And the village was there for a long time by the time you were born?
Yeah, Kispiox village.
When did you arrive in Kispiox, or what year?
I was born in 1938. Born in the coast, Sunnyside, I think it's called.
And what are the things?
This was when the high river was, 1938. My mom had to go all the way around, I don't know where, but she had to go all the way around to go to the coast.
That was out Kispiox?
Mm-hmm. Just to go to the coast to work, I guess.
And what are some of the things you remember best as a child?
I can't remember anything.
Were there farms then?
Just gardening. Oh, my grandfather's store, Mark Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he used to have a store there. And
That was out Kispiox
uh-huh.
too?
That's my grandfather.
Okay, how did you travel in those days?
Horses, sleighs, and wagons.
That's horses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did they even use the horses during the winter?
Mm-hmm. And my grandfather was the first one who had those Oldsmobiles, those real old cars.
Oh.
Yeah, those real old cars, and I wish I had some pictures. Maybe Wallace has pictures.
You don't have any?
Mm-mm. Maybe Wallace has.
Oh, what were the clothes like then?
Well, in them days, we hardly have clothes. Barely. We just have to share so many of us in the family.
What about shoes in the wintertime and all
shoes,
that? What did you have in your feet?
Moccasins and knitted socks.
What about the summer?
Summer? Oh, I couldn't remember what we wore.
And the food? What all was... What all did you have for food?
Vegetables from the garden and dried meat and let's see, salt salmon, and probably canned salmon. They don't use to can it. They just dry it.
What about rice? That was bought at the store.
Yeah, rice and potatoes. Well, they would plant their own potatoes and vegetables. I remember I used to sit by the garden and my mom would feed me what I think it was turnips. I was sitting there by the riverside and then she used to come and feed me some turnips to taste if you could see them. I don't know, about 3 years old, I think, or four, I'm not sure, about three, I think.
And the houses, how was that built, or were there barns or teepees or whatever?
Well, the house, they sort of stand on the poles, my grandfather's house. So they used to, the bottom part of the storing things, it sort of stands up on the big posts.
And you guys had to share the house for storage, a big building?
Yeah, a big building. We have an upstairs. This was my grandfather's house we were living in.
What about feasts? What did they do then compared to now?
Feasts?
Mm-hmm.
The feasts, it's pretty well the same.
Nothing changed?
Nothing changed. But in them days they used to have a sort of a medicine man they don't have too many doctors then. When I was born, I think they did have doctors.
How did the feast begin? Did somebody...
Well, it's way back before I was born, so I don't really know.
The people that put up the feast had to provide the food, I guess.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, there's four different tribes, I think there's four, like wolves, frogs, fireweed. Three, I think. Yeah, three, right.
And the gifts they were, or did they have any?
The gifts? Mm-hmm. Oh, they used to have weaving, say, and baskets in them days.
Did they distribute gifts what during the feast then?
Mm-hmm. And they have moccasins, they dry the skin from the deer hide and what do you call it? Deer hide. Moose hide. They dry it.
Jeez. Were there feasts for weddings and funerals too?
Yeah. I think so.
How would you say the wedding's different from then to now? Like for a wedding, you know, the old days, what did they do then?
I'm not sure. I was growing up when things are changing. So I'm not sure.
What was the medicine in those days?
Bark. Tree barks and roots of some different kind of...
And Oligans?
Oligans. Yeah, they have Oligans these days.
Oligan was...
And bear fat they use for frying and all that. Well, I'm not sure if they fry. They mostly boil, I think, in the old days. You can hardly fly them.
How about babies? How are they when, like, who watched them when they were growing up, when they were...
When I was young, yeah. they carried them on the back and they have a cradle, which they call rump. They have a cradle. They hang it up where the baby swings back and forth.
While they're working?
And then when they have to go out, pick berries, they pack them on their back.
Oh. Was there a town nearby when you guys were living out there, a store?
Well, my grandfather had a store.
Was that very far?
Oh no, we were living right in it.
Oh, what kind of work was out there?
Hardly any work, I think. It's mostly just hunting and trapping and all that.
And how was the money earned then?
I am not sure. It must be from the... selling the skins, like, from trapping.
Mm-hmm. When would you go to town, or into town?
My grandfather goes in, well, maybe once a month, with a wagon or a sleigh. In here, in Hazleton.
Were there any other relatives living in Hazleton back then?
No, I don't think so. Some.
What was Hazleton like when you came?
Seems to me it was bigger nowadays. Less building. Well, it's multiplying now.
What was all there? Just little houses?
There were three restaurants when I was growing up. Like Johann's Cafe and BC Cafe, and there's OK, they used to call that Shanghai now. Or is it Shanghai? No, Sunrise.
Oh, Sunrise.
Yeah.
They were there
restaurant,
then?
Yeah.
Jeez, how long ago was that?
And they used to have, when I was very little, my grandmother used to talk about Omanika Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that.
Did you see the old bridge there? Where was that at?
Well, it went when I was born, when that was the High River.
Uh-huh.
This bridge here.
That was that cut across,
yeah.
Whereabouts?
Right down there, right below the... by Kassan there. It went when I was... the year I was born, that's when the High River was.
What was the entertainment like? Like movies? Games?
No, they don't have anything. They have they create their own little games. Couldn't remember what the games were.
Nobody played any sports?
I'm not sure. I grew up from there. They already started to ball.
What kind of sports were there? What kind of games did they play then, like sports? Softball, was that there then?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about World War I or II?
Very little.
Like?
Couldn't remember exact so I'm not going to say, I might be lying.
How has Hazleton changed? Like the population, the scenery? And what did they bring into Hazleton that made it different?
Hey, that ugly drugs that made it different. Everybody's drunk and booze and everything else. That's different, that's ugly.
Were there trails then coming from Kispiox to Hazleton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you had to walk through bushes?
Mm-hmm. Little narrow roads. So.
How long of a walk was that? Have you ever gone in? Into Hazleton?
I couldn't barely remember when we were going back and forth.
Berry picking, you must did a lot of that.
What's that?
Berry picking?
Oh yeah.
What kind of berries?
Saskatoons and wild raspberries.
Where
and
did you
soap berries.
Where did you go pick them?
Well, somewhere around Spiak's area. It was quite small, so I just tag along with my mom.
So the population wasn't very big then?
No.
Like, how many houses were out there then?
I couldn't remember, I was quite young.
Quite bare though, eh?
You know.
Have you ever helped seen or helped do such work? Like blankets, moccasin boots, spinning wool, whatever?
No, not really.
How did you survive in the winter?
What do you mean?
For blankets? Did you got? You guys were in a house then, eh?
Yeah, we have a house there.
How many families stayed in that one house?
Well, it's my mom's family. I can remember how many. Quite a few of us. A few people. My grandfather was still alive and grandmother was still alive. It's a big house, so we all crowded in.
Money was a lot in those days, I guess.
Yeah, but we, for myself, I barely get money.
Just a minute.